As I said, we've been making this month a month to concentrate upon worship. And that's something that's very important to us as a church and as a congregation. And if you're new here, you might find that, you know, you guys maybe worship a little bit different than what maybe you're used to. And we just want to talk to you about the various ways that we do worship God and that are out there. And when you start really looking into the scriptures about the various ways of worship, there's a lot of different ways. And there's no one church that includes them all, I don't think. But, you know, at least we want to at least know and try and experience all the different ways that we can worship the Lord. And so I'm going to refer to a passage of Scripture. We're going to talk about praise this morning, that aspect of worship, in Psalm 150, 1-6. And so we're going to start there and just to look at the importance of praise. So Psalm 150, 1-6, you'll see it on the screen above me, I believe. And if not, turn to your Bibles or get on your phones and one of those Bible apps, and you can follow along that way. It says, praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works, praise His unequal greatness. Praise Him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise Him with the lyre and harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise Him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, as we come to You here today and we look at Your word, Lord, we want to praise You. And we want to praise You in the ways that, Lord, You want us to praise You. And so, Lord, I just pray we just open up our hearts and that, Lord, there'd be the songs of praise, there'd be those attributes of praise, there'd be those motions of praise in so many ways, Lord, that we can worship You. And I just pray You just bless Your word here today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise is something that's very important in our worship time. And I think sometimes we just don't realize how important it really is to take time to praise. And I know as we start the service here, we only did a couple songs. You think, well, that wasn't very long. Well, we kind of want to bring it to the end during this month just to do something different. But again, we want to encourage you to worship God. We really want to encourage you to see the importance of worship. And in this case today, the importance of praise. We recognize that worship, it opens the doors to God's heart, and good things happen when we worship God. We've discovered that. We found that to be true. You probably found that in your own personal life. When you take time to praise the Lord or to worship God, it's a good experience. It's a good thing. And we recognize that God is always worthy of our worship. And whether it be a short time or an extended time, God is worthy of our worship every day, every moment, every hour, every minute. That's who He is. And as we emphasize worship and praise and prayer this month, we're really expecting to hear from God and to experience God's presence more. We really want to experience the presence of God more in our services, because we recognize that as we experience His presence, wherever His presence is, things just begin to happen. People get saved. People get healed. People get delivered when we're in the presence of Almighty God. And so we want that. We want more of that in our lives. And our worship of God can take many forms. But what is important is that we honor God with sincerity as we worship Him. And that's something that really is important. Whatever your form or whatever way you like to worship, they're all good. But it needs to come from inside. It needs to come from an experience inside. And the Bible tells us in John 4, 23, 24, but a time is coming, indeed is here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. And that's what we want to stress here this morning. We're not stressing ways and forms. We're going to tell you about that. But what really is important is that it comes from the heart. It comes from experience of knowing God. That's what's important, that you know God. And when you know God, it's spirit to spirit. That's what happens in our worship. And it can become very authentic when it's spirit to spirit, no matter what the form may be. And so that's all part of authentic worship. And it really is. It's more important than our forms, our expressions, or even our styles. And yet, even though we recognize that, we also must recognize that God does give us many ways that we can worship Him, many ways that He accepts as worship. And a lot of those we know, and some of them I think we don't realize that it is a form of worship. And I realize we also have different tastes, we have different likes and different forms, we have different comfort zones when it comes to worship. And friends, that's okay. It's okay that, you know, maybe you worship a little bit different than somebody else. It doesn't make you more spiritual or less spiritual. Because again, God's looking in here as we worship Him through many expressions. And so we're not here to try to make you feel uncomfortable. We just want you to feel comfortable and to realize there are many ways that we can worship God. Many different ways that we can worship and praise our God. And those are things that God ordains. And it's quite surprising how many things God really points out to us that He considers it as a form of praise from us. And so our job here this morning is just simply to show you there are many ways that God ordains praise. And it can involve many different styles, but what's again most important, that it comes from here. And so that's something that's really important for us. And so today we're going to be focusing just on the praise part. The praise part of worship, which I think here in our church, we do very well at that. I think we do. I think we do a pretty good job in the area of praise, that we want to praise our God. And I really do believe that we do praise our God with sincerity in our hearts. And so I think all that is really important. And so that's where we're going to be focusing on this morning in regards to praise. To praise is to commend the worth of God. To praise is to express our admiration for God. And there's just so much that we can praise our God for, because He's worthy of all of our praise and worthy of it all the time. It's something that's very important. And we realize as you read the scripture that God expects praise from all of His creation, even for things that aren't alive. The moon, the mountains, God talks about them as praise. He calls them to praise, that the nature itself would praise Him. And when you look at the beauty of His creation, it really does. It does praise Him. But it goes on to say, everything or everyone that has breath, praise the Lord. And so if you're breathing, you're to praise Him. God calls us all to praise. And praise is something that's very beneficial to us as well. It's the highway to the throne room of God. It's a highway to experience more of God in the presence of God. It's a doorway that gets God's attention. It's an atmosphere changer that when we're going through difficulties and hardship and you start to praise Him, it's amazing how the atmosphere can change. I also believe it's a medicine. It's a medicine that frees us from discouragement and lifts up our spirits. It's even a weapon that breaks down strongholds and brings freedom. And all you have to do is just look how in the Bible, how that when they went to battle, they often sent their worship team, the praise team, led the battle. Not the soldiers, but the praise team. And that throughout the centuries, how often there was the use of music and praise that people would go into battle, and they always did that first. Something very important about praise. It's very beneficial to us, very beneficial to God. And so we want to keep praise as one of those focal points of our church. And as the scripture declares, when we come into a place of worship, praise is really the entry fee. Yes, we took up an offering today, but you know, the real entry fee is to enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. Psalm 104 says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, go into His courts with praise, give thanks to Him and praise His name. And sometimes we don't think of that when we come to a church or a building such as this, that the entry fee, the protocol is to come with praise. That's what we're all supposed to do. So praise is something that should be very important for every Christian. And here at Bethel, we really value praise as part of our worship. And I just want to encourage you today in this whole area of praise and use this passage of Psalm 150 just as a reference point, just to show you how important praise is and also how we can praise Him in various ways, in various forms. We're not going to cover all of them, obviously, ways, but we'll just kind of stick here with Psalm 150. And the first thing I see as I read this short little psalm is that praise is expected everywhere. The first thing we see in regards to this is that praise is expected every place, everywhere. It's not just something you do at church. It's not just something that you do maybe in a time of devotions or a time of prayer that you're having. Praise is expected everywhere we go. Psalm 151 says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heaven." And again, you know, so often we take our praise and we kind of limit it to just certain places or certain times in our lives. When God is saying, you know what, your praise needs to be all the time. We need to be praising Him all the time. And we need to learn that God is always worthy of our praise and that we're to take every opportunity that God gives to us to praise Him, whether we're in church, whether we're in our cars, whether we're in a town, whether we're in a city, whether we're across the country or across the world, whether we're high upon a mountain or whether we're up in the sky flying, we are to take those moments as God gives them to us and to take time to praise Him. So He's worthy of our praise wherever we might go, wherever we might be, and He does expect us to pause throughout our day and to give Him praise. Hebrews 13:15 says, "Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to His name." Praise is to be continuous. Praise should be on our lips all the time, wherever we might be, wherever we might go, and we'll have an opportunity to get into a sanctuary or a place of worship. Praise really needs to be a priority. We really need to be prepared to come and praise. And that's, again, it's protocol for coming before God at any time, but especially so when we come to a church like this here today. So praise is something that should be upon our lips at all times. Really needs to be upon our minds at all times. Psalm 34:1 says, "I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises." Or the King James Version says, "Praise shall continually be upon my mouth." So again, it's just stressing to us that praise is to be everywhere. No matter where we are, where we go, what we're doing, there should be praise inside of us, and that we should be ready to usher out and to speak forth those words of praise. Even in our relationship with others, just imagine what it would be like if in our relationships with other people that all we would do would be praise. It'd change things quite a bit, wouldn't it? And the same thing goes for God. What would our relationship with God be like if every time we spoke to Him, we just spoke praise? It'd be a pretty good relationship, wouldn't it? We need to apply that to ourselves, because God is worthy of our praise. And so let's take those moments. Let's take those times throughout our day, wherever we might be. Don't wait until a Sunday comes to start to praise Him. Be in an attitude of praise every day, every moment, every hour. And I tell you, it'll make a huge difference in our lives. And then secondly, this psalm reminds us that praise is expected in multiple ways. See, God is a God of variety. And there's been many appropriate ways of worship that He accepts. Some of those we know about, some of those we like, some of them maybe we're not quite as comfortable in those areas. But again, it's not the form or style as much as the heart and the sincerity that God is looking for. So please remember that. Yet at the same time, God does enjoy variety. He likes it when He would look down upon us and see us worshiping God in various ways, in various forms, especially when it's all coming from the heart. And here in this psalm, we get introduced to a whole lot of different ways that we can praise our God. So verses 2 to 6, again, we're just going to read those quickly. It says, "Praise Him for His mighty works, praise His unequal greatness, Praise him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with a lyre and harp. Praise him with a tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now that's getting into a lot of different ways that we can praise our God. And there's a whole lot more even than what we see here and how we can praise our God. Now, one of the first ways that we can praise our God is through our mouths. Speaking of God's mighty works, his unequaled greatness. Speak of who your God is. Reverence him. Declare his greatness. Share what God has done in your life. Share that with other people in your lives. May your lips proclaim the greatness and goodness of God. And that's a fairly common part of worship for all of us here that we're familiar with, that we speak or we proclaim God's goodness or God's greatness. That's part of praise. That's what you're doing. So when you're expressing those words of how great God is and how wonderful God is, that's praise. That's praise. That's part of your praise. Now, the next few verses, they speak of various instruments used in worship. And so as you see that, obviously, God likes music. And using our music to praise him is something that is important to him. It talks about the blast of the ram's horn. We might be more familiar, it says, or a trumpet. We might be more familiar that a shofar. And that's that big horn from an antelope there that you would blow, or from a ram that you would blow on. And, you know, sometimes we see that in Jewish worship. If you go to Israel, you'll hear those people blowing those all the time. And if you go to evangelical circles, churches, you'll also see that sometimes. But different blasts mean different things, such as calling people to worship, calling people to attention, causing confusion and to the demonic spirits. And even the return of Christ, the Bible tells us, there'll be a blast of the trumpet or blast of the shofar when Christ returns. And so that we don't usually refer to that as an instrument, but to God, it's a form of praise. Maybe you're not comfortable with that, but it is a legitimate form of praise as they blow that shofar in a service. Other instruments mentioned are the lyre, the harp, the tambourine, stringed instruments, flutes, cymbals, loud clanging cymbals that probably make you drummers, Richie, maybe a little bit more happy that to realize that it says, you know, the clanging cymbals, then it says the loud clanging cymbals. So when that drummer really hits that hi-hat hard, that's worship. Do you realize that's worship? We might think, oh, lifting up our hands and singing, that's it. Those things are too. But so is your musical instrument. I think a lot of times, I don't know if you realize, you musicians that are sitting here, that when you're playing an instrument here, that's the same as lifting up your hands. That's the same as clapping your hands. That's the same as speaking praise. That's praise. You're playing an instrument. That's that tool of worship that is acceptable unto God. And so I think that's pretty cool. So when you're playing that bass, Aaron, that's the same as you lifting up your hands unto God. It's praise, just playing that instrument. Or if Cynthia is playing this keyboard, that's praise. And if she's not singing, it's praise. Or over here, Daryl, when he's playing that guitar, do you realize that's praise? That's an instrument of praise. You're praising God just by what you're doing. So worship is very powerful. Playing that instrument is very powerful. It's praise. Richie, when you're on those drums and you're just hammering those things, if you watch his videos, he hammers them all the time. You know what? That's praise to God. It's praise to God. That's cool. Then there's the mentioning of dancing. You see that becoming more and more in our society where people will dance unto the Lord, and that's a pretty cool thing, a wonderful thing. I'm not very good at that. I'm shuffle a little bit. That's pretty much it, because I didn't grow up like that. And when I grew up in church, dancing was really frowned upon. That was just kind of like a big no-no. The only thing that you get close to that is what they used to call dancing in the spirit. But then you had to, you know, become critical because you had to determine whether that person was dancing in the flesh or if they were dancing in the spirit. But I remember one occasion there that the Spirit of God did come and got to see a true experience of a person dancing in the Spirit of God. That And usually when that happens, it's something that you're doing that really you're not in control anymore. And I remember, you would probably remember the man, Stephen Barrett. And we had an evangelist, and God was just moving, and he was up on the platform, and the evangelist prayed for him, and he went stiff like a board. And then he started vibrating all over the stage, just like this the whole time, and he just vibrated. And I kind of thought that was pretty cool. I was actually even kind of laughing a little bit and saying, I'm glad it's him and not me. And then there was this other lady that was there, and she was very prim and proper, like very prim and proper. She would never, ever do anything like that. And the same thing started to happen. She just went like a board, and she just started vibrating all over the place. And I thought that was pretty cool. Maybe we can be praying for a few more of those kinds of things. But anyway, some of those things happen. So for me bringing up, I never really grew up that way in church. We kind of never was a lot of dancing as we were growing up. And even on the secular side, dancing, I never went to dance halls or any of those kinds of things. And I don't look back and say, oh, how terrible that I missed those things. Didn't mean anything to me back then. It's okay. That wasn't my personality. I didn't really do it. And so I don't dance very good. I would probably try to avoid it if all possible in there. But I do have some desires. Like I was thinking, like, God, if you could just maybe anoint me since I didn't learn this gift to dance. And I was thinking, like, I think the Ukrainian men dance. I think that would be so cool if I could squat down and flip my legs and going all around the stage. And I was thinking, like, if you're going to dance, you may as well do something good. Or break dancing, something that would just blow people away. And just like, hey, that if I'm going to get anointed, may as well get anointed with something pretty interesting. But you know something? Dancing is in the Bible. Dancing is in our cultures. Every culture has a certain dance. I found it interesting when we were in Israel and Kim Bellerose and Joshua Williams, they got married. And as we were doing that ceremony, we noticed all these people started gathering because we were doing it outside at the baptismal place. And all these people started gathering and watching us. And when we finished that ceremony, these people started to sing. And then suddenly they came down in amongst us and started dancing around us. And we were kind of figuring out, we don't know what's going on here, but they seemed to be pretty excited and pretty good. And we later learned that was their traditional marriage dance that they were doing for us. And I thought, well, man, was that ever a cool thing? And then if you hang around some Filipinos, have you noticed that a lot of Filipinos, they like to dance as well? And in their culture, and it was great to be at one of the cultural things. They had at Christmas time, and they were doing a dance there, and it was all fun and all good. But then if you go and be with some Africans, now they know how to dance. They really, really do. And I think they take it to a whole new level. And so I love that. Like I think it's so cool. I did get in some awkward positions there where I was seeing, I think Wally's here. Yes, Wally's here when his son got married in Winnipeg, and I went to that wedding, and I'm enjoying it. And then they said, you know what, Pastor, could you pray a prayer of blessing at the end? Oh, sure, no problem at all. Well, there was a whole bunch of other pastors there, and they went up to pray blessings too. But the first guy decided, I'm going to dance up there, and so he's just dancing away. And I said, oh, no. Judy's starting to laugh and say, you're in trouble. There was about 9 pastors that went up there. And then they started taking their wives, too. And let me tell you, they knew how to dance. I said, oh, great, the white guy is left for the end. Oh, how terrible is this going to be? So the only thing I could do was make a joke about it. Yeah, sorry, I'm the white guy. I don't know how to do these kind of dance here. I was thinking yesterday at the funeral of Eileen, and I was thinking of Bodhi, and I remember we had a celebration there, and I think they're coming to give money, and the custom was to, you know, you kind of dance up there, and I was kind of laughing at myself. I said, no, in our church, they're not even moving, and who was the first one to move? It was Jerry, taking the hand of Eileen. They were the first ones to do a little thing up there to be part of that, and some of those celebrations with Bodhi and Dr. Kimmy, they can really show us how to dance too. They do give dancing lessons maybe, I don't know, but anyway. It's just one of those ways we can worship God. I didn't grow up that way. Never really got too good at that stuff. Other people, you were brought up that way, or very easy for you to do that. But anyway, again, it's just a form of worship to God. There's lots of ways that we can praise God. And then finally in this text, it refers to one last way that maybe is a whole lot more familiar to us, and that's singing our praise. God loves music, and God loves singing. He enjoys the praises of his people. And this morning, and they'll be coming back in a little while as you were listening to them sing, and as Aaron was singing, as Cynthia was singing, as Kelly was singing here, do you realize it's the same thing again? It's lifting up your hands or shouting or any other form of praise. Your song is praise to God. It's an offering to God. You're singing as a congregation. When you're singing, you are offering praise to God, whether you realize it or not. It's part of praise. It's a form of worship and praise to God. I think that's pretty cool to understand it in those ways. Sometimes we just think, oh, I'm just singing. No, you're doing more than singing. That song that's coming out of your mouth is praise unto God. And when you read the book of Psalms, you read those 150 chapters of song, it's interesting as you get to the latter part, it just talks about worship, praise the whole time. Psalm 146 says, praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Psalm 147:1 says, praise the Lord. How good to sing praises to our God. How delightful. How fitting. That's a form of praise. Don't be scared of your voice when you sing. Whether you sing good or not, just make sure you're in a crowd if you sing bad. And then you just, you know, that's why we need some loud people, because then those that, you know, are a little more self-conscious about the voice, they can sing a little bit louder too, because they know the other person will cover them. But your praise, it's fitting and it's delightful to God. God loves the praises of his people. He really does. Along with all the variety and ways that people worship and praise their God, it's very clear the Bible expects us to praise him in multiple ways. We all have grown up in different ways, but God accepts your worship and your praise in whatever way you choose. He really does. Then thirdly, in recognizing the importance of praise, we see in the psalm that praise is expected from everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. There are no exceptions. You cannot find an exception of Scripture for you not to praise. Psalm 156, let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you're here today and you're breathing, that means, first of all, you are alive. So if you are a living being, God says, you're to praise me. You're to praise me. You have no excuse not to praise me. If you're breathing, then you need to be praising me. And friends, we need to realize that praise and worship is far more important than what we think. I think so many Christians today are thinking praise is optional. We really don't care. We don't mind, and kind of put off the side. No, praise is important. It really, really is. We need to do this. It's very scriptural that we praise him. And I realize, you know, that we're all not comfortable with all the various styles and ways. You know, we all have our upbringings. We all have our likes and our dislikes. We have our comfort zones and all those kinds of things. And that's okay. It's fine. But you also, at the same time, need to realize that other people may enjoy other ways of expression to praise their God. And that we're just open to that and say, you know what? Bless him. You know, that person just wants to sit there in the guitar and do all these kinds of things. He's praising God just as much as you are if you have your hand raised, or if you have your eyes closed, or if you're on your knees. It's all important. He's worthy of our praise. And God says he expects us all to enter in. God wants praise from everyone, even down to our children and even to those new babies. And as Nicole is here with the new baby this morning, God's expecting praise. God's expecting praise. And we love our children here. We pray for them before they go off to the class, and we kind of brought that back in to bring them here for time of praise, that our kids are used to praise, because it's important to praise. And God expects praise even from us as kids and as babes. Matthew 21:15-16 says, the leading priests and teachers of religious law saw these wonderful miracles and heard even the children in the temple shouting, praise God for the Son of David. But the leaders were indignant. They asked Jesus, do you hear what these little children are saying? Yes, Jesus replied. And he said, haven't you ever read the scriptures? For they say you have taught children and infants to give you praise. See, God teaches us praise. It's in us as an infant. Even when we're in the womb, the Bible says that God knew us even in the womb. Before we're even born, God knew us. What did that all involve? I don't know what that all involves, but he knows us. And he has ordained praise even when you're in the womb. Even when you're in the womb. So we have a responsibility to teach our children to praise our God. And that should start definitely when they are in the womb. They're catching on to things there. God loves to hear our children praise him, even little babies. I sometimes wonder that, is it really all baby talk? Or do they have a language they know that direct from God, and it takes them just a while to learn our language? I don't know. But God says he's ordained praise even as infants and as babes. That's pretty awesome. Also tells me it's pretty important that we need to include praise in our everyday lives. Praise and worship times are very important. I think we need to take them very seriously and put aside our excuses, our likes, our dislikes, and just simply praise them in a way that you're comfortable. And who knows, maybe you'll start stretching yourself and you might praise them in another way. Or maybe you might get the anointing, you can do the Ukrainian dance and be bouncing all around on the stage. Who knows? But God enjoys his praise. And he says he expects praise from everyone, even to our dying breath. Praise him. Praise him. And so as we conclude this service today, I hope you're getting to understand just how important it is that we do take times in our worship to praise him. God enjoys the praises of his people in all its various ways. He likes variety. He's a God of variety. And you know, we're just talking about a few areas here. There's so many more. We haven't talked about raising your hands. We haven't, you know, talked about kneeling or just simply in reverence and awe of God, just standing in his presence. There's a whole bunch of different ways we can worship. But God just wants us, please worship. Please praise. Whichever way that you're comfortable, just begin to praise him. And if you're gifted in one of those areas, then do that praise the best that you can. If you're a musician and your gift is playing that guitar, then let her go. Play that guitar the best you can ever play it, because that's praise unto the Lord. It really is. Maybe you're a person that can dance really well. Then dance with all your might. That's what the Bible said of David. He danced with all his might. He gave it all when he danced before the Lord. Give it your all when you worship, in whatever way that you're comfortable in that area of worship. So we're not here today saying that, you know, you have to worship God in all these ways. We're just saying that there are many ways that you can worship God. Style and forms are not really our focus, but we do want you to be aware that they are appropriate forms of worship. Whether you're comfortable with them or not, they're valid expressions of worship and of praise to God. And again, if you're gifted in one of those areas, praise him the best you can. He's worthy of our praise. And this morning, as our musicians would come back to the instruments, we're again going to not conclude the service at this point, but we're going to include worship here at the end. So a little bit different than normally what we would do. But we really want to give you that opportunity to get the praise on. Bible says, put on the garment of praise. There's a garment of praise. That's what it's like. It's like actually putting on a coat and you're getting ready to do something. And we want you to praise him. And we're going to sing probably at least three songs. And then after that, then we'll dismiss. And then we'll go out in the foyer and have some coffee and donuts and fellowship and get a sugar high. So very good thing to do. So we're going to turn this part back here to our worship team. And I think they're going to be maybe going a little bit on the little bit faster side or up a beat tempo. And so other forms of worship is actually you can clap your hands. That there is a form of worship. So when you're clapping your hands, you're joining in with the music. That's worship. It's a form of praise that you can do. Or if you want to kind of give a little shout or you want to lift up your hands. They're all variations of praise that we do. And God enjoys the praises that we speak. He enjoys the variety. Can you imagine heaven and all the cultures of the world and all the backgrounds of the world all coming together? Man, we'll be worshiping God in so many different ways. Just be so awesome, so wonderful. But God expects each one of us to respond with praise. So whatever form you're comfortable with, it's okay. Feel free to do that. But worship him. Praise him. Lift up your voice to him. Because God considers it valuable. God considers it important and a necessity for every one of us that is blessed. So let us stand together and we will praise the Lord. Amen. Praise his name.